Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano, the founder and president of Western Management Associates. He's the CFO for Rent guy, the one that's his website too, by the way, CFO for Rent, and the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. He's the guy who teaches us how to do a better job in layman's terms, in plain English, why you should be doing a better job with your financials. Budgeting is something that most people would rather poke themselves in the eye with a sharp stick as do.
That's really true.
Budgeting is not so bad, but sticking to our budgets, that's a different thing, isn't it? Diet, right? It's like sticking to a diet.
Well, that's a good example. That's probably a good parallel for sure. But the thing about managing the budget after you got it in place is, how do you hold people accountable? You know, you can have the finance department and the CEO develop the budget, say, okay, feel good about that budget, put it on the shelf, that's what we're going to do. But how do you get the people who are actually making the commitments and spending the money to act on that budget and to live with it and to feel accountable to it?
What's the answer?
The tough part. The answer is you've got to have them, well, there are two steps. You've got to have them involved in building it so they buy into something that they help
create.
So it's
create. Their budget. It's not your budget.
So,
it's their
exactly
budget.
Right, yeah. And then you've
ownership.
Got to,
ownership.
And then you've got to recognize and have them recognize that they're going to be held accountable for it. They bought into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got to be able to held accountable for it.
That and means, do I make accountable to that budget an article of their employment, or do I compensate them for doing when they do it right?
Well, I think you do several things. First of all, you make them explain variances to the budget every month, until they know that they are accountable for not adhering to the budget. And the second thing you do, you reward them for good budget performance and or penalize them for bad budget performance, which is not to say things that are not within their control, but things that are within their control.
The penalty is you don't get to keep your job. The compensation could be that you get a bonus of some kind, depending on how you want to put it together. Right.
And the reality is that a lot of business owners are unwilling to have that accountability, that last step that says you are accountable for
maybe. Maybe it's because they can't be held accountable.
Well,
which is another death wish, isn't it?
It's really about them not believing that the budget is a viable management tool. So yeah, I'll do it because somebody said I should do it, but I'm not going to damage my relationship with my people, my salespeople, my development people, by making them A, for us not meeting the budget. I don't think it's that important. And that's the message. I don't think it's that important. And so the people get that message, and they get it. Boss doesn't think it's that important. Let's ignore it.
No kidding. And, no, if the boss isn't watching his or her money, why should I worry about it?
Exactly right.
So it's got to come down to budgeting accountability. It's got to come out from the top, doesn't it? It's got to come out from the top.
It does. But it's got to go all the way to the bottom, all the way down to the people who actually are making those day-to-day decisions in the trenches.
Even the truck driver.
Yeah, well, if he gets to make a spending decision,
you're responsible
for
the gas that you use.
But maybe the routing guy is the guy responsible.
Right,
you know, who knows? It's different in every company, but somebody ultimately makes the decision on whether that money gets spent or whether that sale gets made.
But does accountability, isn't part of accountability to raise red flags?
Well, that's the whole point of a budget. If you have a variance in a budget, that's a red flag.
And somebody needs to raise the flag, right?
Yep.
Do you raise the flag in the moment or do you raise it at the end of the month?
Well, you invariably raise it in the end of the month because now you have the cost of just accounting it and flagging.
Because now you've got a report.
But
only if you produce a report. Right?
Well, that's one other example of the budget.
Now we're back to financial statements, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And we're back to where we started at the beginning of our visit.
A budget variance report. It shows all those exceptions. And all you have to do to have a successful year is eliminate those exceptions.
Right.
Real simple.
Right. He's so smart, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that great how he explains that? I told you it's plain English. And, folks, this is, look, if I can understand it, anybody can understand it.
This it is plain English.
You know,
that's what
you know it's not, here's the thing to remember, folks. Managing your business with your financials is not accounting. Is it, Gene?
No, it is not.
Somebody's accounting. Already done that and produced a report from the accounting. You're managing with your beautiful numbers. The numbers that your business generated because of your hard work.
You do not have to be an accountant or understand accounting to be able to run a successful business.
And you're talking to somebody who's a perfect example of that. Hey, Gene, give us a website quickly one more time.
Website, cfoforrent.com.
Thanks, Gene. Gene Siceriano, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.